Hi guys, welcome and welcome back to another episode of Reconcile
the podcast.
How are you doing, Natalie?
I am doing well. Mm-hmm. I feel good. I'm happy. We are almost done with, at least as of now, mm-hmm. we're almost done with shooting content for February.
Yay!
Which is a big deal.
Yeah.
Second of all, my relationship with God is turning 10 years. Oh. It's been 10 years. It's going to be 10 years since mm-hmm. I gave my life to Jesus. I can't remember the exact month, mm-hmm. but I was thinking I should celebrate it at like in February.
We should.
Yeah.
You should or we should?
We can.
We can.
Put and peleka out.
Eh.
Sawa.
Eh.
Said it here.
the Lord, my provider. Anyway, as
and
for
you?
Me, Nicole, very excited for Reconcile the podcast. Thank you guys for the love and the.
Reconcile to TikTok.
Yeah, we're also on TikTok, and you guys have been so amazing, and the feedback has been amazing, and we're really just very excited. Obviously, it has been a moment of reflection, being like, whoa, now we need to take this more seriously.
But today
we're gonna be talking about faith,
the thing about faith.
Jinx. Faith as a currency. Faith is a currency in the kingdom of God. What does that mean to you? Like, just that
what
statement.
Does faith or what faith,
like
as,
faith
a,
as a currency
when I think about that statement. Guy, you mean you're on the spot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeez. Okay, so when I think about it though, faith as a currency, that's like nimekumbuka barter trade. Mm-hmm. You remember barter trade?
Yeah.
Okay, but this is not the most the, accurate example, but it's like I give you this, like faith is the no, actually money. Think about it as money. Yeah. I give you this, you're the shopkeeper, I'm giving you this, you give me something in return. But that is like it's very, not an accurate example of what faith actually is.
Yeah, because for me, I thought the same. Like, it's a currency. So, like, money is also a currency.
Yeah.
So, you need to have faith. Like, ukienda kwa God, like, what will make God grant a thing in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's healing. It's not the tears that you'd shed.
Because
sometimes...
Ouch!
Because imagine at a time in a kwangazi, like, okay, God, why? And then I end up telling him, God, I know these tears don't move you, but still, I'm going to cry. But in the kingdom of God, like, God is merciful in all aspects. But we're going to talk about this later, but there's a Bible verse, Hebrews 11:6, which... Now it is impossible to please God, without faith. So it is a currency.
Yeah.
Like, God, this is my faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you can move to what is faith.
Yeah. I have notes.
Oh.
Wait, but before we move there, I have a verse.
Let's go.
From Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, petition for Washera to get an NKJV Bible.
Guys, ningekwambia usome, I am sticking to my
NKJV. today we have an audience. Now she agrees with me. Petition to have Washera get
guys,
an NKJV.
NIV is like, this is it.
No,
guys,
it's not.
This is it.
So, okay, but no offense to anybody who reads an NIV Bible.
NLT, tutasemaje.
Na message version. Anyway, so Romans chapter 12 verse 3 says, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So before I venture like what faith is, it's important for us to know that we all have a measure of faith, believers. Every person. Sometimes you say, Mate, I don't have faith. We all have a measure of faith. So when I think about faith, aside from now what is in Hebrews chapter 11, which actually was our study, which, by the way, our church is... So Washera brought up this idea. Let's do the book. Let's talk about faith.
As a current
yeah, let's talk about faith. And then I was like, let's actually have Hebrews 11 as our study, as our guide. And then we go to church. And then
what is our theme?
Our theme for the next 3 months is Hebrews 11. faith, so daring faith. That's yeah. like God is like alignment. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Hebrews 11 says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when I think about that verse, what I wrote down was, faith is simply trusting God. Mm. And our faith is exemplified by our trust in God. Mm. And this trust is based on what we know of God. You see how sometimes people think, how we are told faith is, like it's a blind faith. Mm. I don't think that statement is 100% true, because in the word of God, we have that verse that I love, Romans chapter 15, verse 4. It says that these things were written before for our learning. Mm-hmm. So now through looking at different characters in the Bible, we know the character of God. Mm-hmm. So I don't think when we say blind, like it's not 100% accurate, because it's already in his word. So this trust is based on what we know of God, relying on him for the things that we do not know. That's what I think about faith.
Yeah. Me, when I think about faith, because there's a time I was studying about faith. Faith for me, like, it's just a certain confidence. Like, nile, unagonga, you, like, beat your chest. Direct translation, sorry.
Unagonga
like,
kifua.
Unagonga kifua, you beat your chest and you're like, me, God. Me, like, me, I'm so sure. Mm. Even when things don't look like they are making sense, you're like, me, I'm so. It's like, as you've read in Hebrews, like it's that confident, like you're so confident about it.
Mm.
It's like, it reminds me of this verse in Psalms, is it 27 verse 13?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remain confident of this, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the
Hallelujah. Like, it's just,
I am so confident, no matter, even if I don't have school fees, even if I don't have rent, even if I will see the goodness, it's that. It's like when you talk about crazy faith,
mm-hmm.
you remember that, actually, guys, let's recommend that. Did you watch, I recommended it to you, I don't know if you watched it,
but?
The movie, look at it,
Nigerian.
Called? Yeah, it was called God is African. I'm a God is an African, yeah. Uh-huh. God is African. My audience are any, yeah.
Kuna audience afa.
So yeah, God is African. It's like about a woman who crazy faith. Mm. You know, imagine she is walking around with a teddy bear, kisema, I'm gonna have a baby, like walking around with a bump, like ile amejitengenezea. Like that's how crazy her faith is. So when we think about crazy faith, it's that undoubted, like confidence. There's another word I was looking for, but imepotea. Like it's that confidence, like you are so sure things are gonna work out in the end.
Can I ask a question? Uh-huh. How do we differentiate between delusion and faith?
Ooh, good. Seems water.
And we'll come back to it later, but think about it.
Yeah.
How do you differentiate between
delusion
and faith?
Can I answer?
You can answer. No, you can.
Delusion is, in the world, delusion is just some belief,
it's senseless,
like senseless belief.
Mm.
But faith is, this is what the word of God says, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
I believe that.
Me having faith is, I believe it, and I'm hoping. I hope, like hope is that, sure, I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yeah.
Whereas delusion is too, oh my God, I'm so delulu, this guy might like me. But, I feel like delusion is so, it got too out there.
Vain, senseless.
But faith is based on the word of God, which we shall talk about later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I wrote, I've said that our faith is exemplified by our trust in God.
Mm.
So, because this faith is based on what we know about God, and in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and we'll get to that later. It says, we'll actually read it later. Mm-hmm. It says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then this faith that we, let me read again. So because this faith is based on what we know about God, then this faith produces obedience.
Mm.
That even in difficulty, it becomes our assurance of the things that, like Bible ikisema, hoped for, the evidence of
things.
ama ni hiyo NIV
yeah,
but anyway, yeah, so faith mm-hmm. produces, is supposed to produce obedience, mm-hmm. like they're supposed to go hand in hand. But anyway, I have jumped ahead of myself.
Okay,
yeah, so you can read it.
Oh, you want to read it? Mm. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
Yangu ni NKJV. I know the word assurance.
But yeah, assurance. Like you're assured. Like gonna, even when I don't see it, because actually that is what it says. And assurance about what we do not see.
Yeah. So now because our faith is based on what we do know about God, then it gives you the assurance of the things that you hope for.
Yeah.
For example, when we read, let me think of a character in the Bible, Sarah. If you know, like, as in when you got married, probably God gave you the promise of you're gonna have a child. So now somebody like Sarah, you can see for sure, like God gave Abraham the promise, but she also heard of the promise. So now her testimony, like not relationship with God, but let me use that word. The faithfulness of God in Sarah, like you can also believe it for you because the word is there. God has given you the word that truly you know you will have a child.
Mm.
And even if it took Sarah, I don't know how many years, she still got the child. Yeah. So because faith is what we do know about God, it gives you the hope that truly, truly, if God said this, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I think we can jump to lessons
because
the next thing we're going to be talking about is lessons that we can learn from Hebrews 11.
Yeah.
We won't obviously read the whole chapter, but we can.
You can read it.
Yeah, you can read it. Mm. And there's so much to learn. And I feel maybe let me start us off.
Mm.
I was actually thinking about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Sarah is mentioned in Hebrews 11.
Yeah. Let's
see if I can find
verse 11:11, Hebrews 11 from verse 11.
Yeah, and it says, and by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, when we read about Sarah in Genesis, we get to see the good, the bad, the ugly, and the everything in between in the terms, in the context of where she like, we could see a moment of doubt.
Yeah.
We could see that it reached a point, she was like, is this promise really coming?
Yeah.
Let me get my servant, Hagar, to sleep with.
Yeah.
Or to sleep with
Abraham. Yeah.
Abraham. And then, was it Abraham? Or Abraham. That time.
Mm.
And then they now get a child. Mm. And now it's so beautiful how, even now when the writer of Hebrews, Akiandika, when he's writing Hebrews, he doesn't look at that.
Mm.
And I every time I think about it, it's just wow. Like even though
it's just wow.
Like it's just wow. Oh, like God. Like and that is just the character of God.
Mm.
That even though there are so many things that go behind the whatever, the everything, at the end of the day, you had faith. That is what God is saying to Sarah. At the end of the day, you trusted in me.
Yeah.
And I gave you a child because you had faith.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's so interesting how like the writer doesn't remind us how she gave she gave Abraham to Hagar.
She
doubted, she loved, she did all that.
Hagar, like, that's my one lesson, first lesson.
Okay, so from, let me talk a little about Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
So Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8 says, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Verse 9 says, by faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me jump to verse 13. It says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would not have had the opportunity. They would have had the opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Mm. So my point is, beyond our earthly lives, our faith should be aimed towards eternity. Mm. What I mean by that is, we live in a generation where teachings are all... You remember Nasi Jesus?
Yeah.
Do you remember Nasi Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, so we live in a generation where sermons...
Wait, like, did we talk about it? Maybe the audience...
Oh, so if you've not... So if you've not... Watched previous a previous episode that we shot, there's this thing called nasigesis and exegesis. Mm. So exegesis is when, like, sermons or teachings are based on God.
Mm.
Nasigesis, from the word narcissism, is a teaching... is when teachings about, like, Christ and everything are self-centered.
Mm.
So the gospel and salvation becomes about you rather than God, which is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when you read about Abraham, he was a kingdom-minded person.
Mm.
He knew that beyond, like, he... Wow, this is so nice. The Bible says that by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country. Yani God amemtoa from where he was, akampeleka to the land of promise.
Mm-hmm.
But even in that land of promise, he's like, no, there's something better. Like his desire was for a country that the maker and the builder is God, which is so... which means that, first of all, he was kingdom-minded. Like, beyond this earth, he thought there's something better. He was thinking about eternity. And now, in our current situation and in the world that we live in, we even in the sermons that we listen to, they're so you-centered that all you think about is, let me have faith for a car.
Mm.
Let me have faith for a house. Let me have faith for money.
Mm.
But I feel like God wants to call us higher, to believing that there's greater things than having a car, a house, money. I mean, of course, all those things are good. Of course, we want all these nice things, but our faith should not be centered around earthly things.
Yeah.
It should be centered around seeking, like, the things of God. Colossians chapter... May make sense. May get my point.
Yet, I was actually looking for a quote that, but I'm not finding it.
So, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 says, I mean, chapter 3. Oh, yeah, chapter 3. I like the title. It says, not can. Oh, sorry.
Yes, sorry.
So it says, not carnality, but Christ. Mm. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on things of the earth.
Mm.
So Romans 15:4 says that these things were written for our learning. So I feel like one of the points that I got from this, and one of the things that I'd like to continuously apply in my life, is that my faith should not just be centered around worldly things.
Mm.
I should come to a place where my mind is centered on the kingdom of God.
Mm.
Bring the kingdom of heaven down. Because these things, just like Abraham, he knew this is not it. Like, there's a city which is greater. There's something that is better beyond this promise. And the good thing about God is that he still gave Abraham the promise.
Yeah.
So if it's the car, okay, I don't know about this 100%, but if it's the car, it's a house, you'll still build a car, you'll still build a house, but you'll still build a car. You'll still get a cab and you'll still build a house.
Mm.
But that's not, imagine these things, we'll just leave them here on earth.
Mm.
Like, there's better for us to seek. There's the kingdom of God that we need to bring down here on earth. So, just to summarize what I've written, we live in an age where salvation and our faith has become so much about us. Consequently, our faith is lowered to earthly things. Rather than being kingdom-minded, all we think about is the things of the world. But what now we've read Colossians tells us is, learn to sit, to put your mind on things. Yeah, set your mind on things above.
Yeah.
Because these things of the world, aki zinaisha.
Zinaisha.
As in, tunaziacha tu hapa duniani. And just like Abraham, we need to see that there's more beyond whatever is on this earth.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's verse 39 that says, these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us will they be made perfect.
Yeah.
Like, because there's a time I was, there are times when I've had faith, and I'm like, guy, God, I think we've talked about
driver's license,
and so many things actually, where I'm like, oh, I have so much faith, like,
yeah,
it's gonna happen,
yeah,
and then it doesn't happen, and then I'm like, God, first of all, what does that mean? I don't have enough faith, which can be a very controversial thing, but because me, I'm always looking at it from a point of it just means I didn't have enough faith. Because faith it's always going to bring results.
Yeah, it will.
It's always like, there's no way you're gonna have faith and that thing doesn't come to pass. There's no way I'm gonna have faith. Same for what? Give us an example. Because I don't want to even like give an example of something worldly. What can we have
faith? Provision.
Yeah, provision. Maybe maybe God is calling you to go and minister or go for a mission in Meru, and you're like, God, but you have faith. And okay, I don't know if that's a good example, but to say, now if that provision doesn't come, or it doesn't come how you expect it to come, for me, I've always been like, what does that mean? I don't have enough faith. But it does. I feel like for me, it means I don't have enough faith. Because if I did have enough faith, that thing would have come to pass. You know. So, and then now the second thing I used to ask God, does, like, what is the point? And I feel like verse 39 says it so well. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. And I was like, you know, even when that thing doesn't come to pass, you still had faith. Though it was not the faith that was needed, but you still had faith. And I feel like that is sometimes we overlook that part and be like, oh, wait, then I don't have enough faith. But you had faith. You didn't have enough faith, but you had faith at the end of the day. And faith is something that is ever growing. Though the Bible says that we should have faith as that of a mustard seed, it doesn't mean that we stick to faith of a mustard seed. Like, it is okay to have faith as big as a mountain, by the way. Though what is needed is faith of a mustard seed. Though maybe I don't know if I'm jumping the gun, because what I wanted us to talk about is not even in Hebrews 11. But it was a question that I think I asked in the group, Yaguav. I don't know if you saw it. A while back when we were reading the Gospels, like, it was just a difference in the people that Jesus healed and the disciples in terms of faith. So, like, the disciples, when they were, like, when Jesus was speaking to the disciples, I remember there's this time where in Luke, I don't know if I can find it right now, but in Luke where I think the disciples were casting out a demon. And then wakashindwa, they were unable to. And then now Jesus came and said, oh, ye, sidri, I don't know whether he said, oh, you have little faith, Amma, you perverse and unbelieving generation. How long? You know? And we find that every time he is speaking to the disciples, most of the time he is like, quote unquote, rebuking their faith. Like, oh, ye of little faith, oh, you unbelieving generation. Whereas when he is talking to the people that he, the people that he is healing, he was like, wow, with the centurion, wow, I've never seen faith such as this. With the woman that was bleeding, your faith has made you well. With the lepers, your faith has made you well. And I used to, and I'm still wondering, why is it that he was calling the disciples to, like, differently? Like, why is it that their faith was never enough, but for the people that he was healing, their faith was enough? And I recently now, I'm beginning to understand why.
It's okay.
So with the disciples, I feel like there is a standard of faith. And that's what I was talking about when I'm saying that the faith of a mustard seed. Like, it doesn't mean that your faith is supposed to be as little as a mustard seed.
Forever.
Because now, I feel like there's a standard of faith that the disciples were being called to by Jesus. For us as people of the kingdom of God, for us as disciples of God, because that is the essence of this podcast, mm-hmm. So that we can all increase our faith and our understanding in the things of God. And so the Holy Spirit was just showing me like how, you see, these people that were being healed, these are people that were still new to the faith.
Yeah.
So for them, that faith was enough.
Yeah.
But for the disciples, because these were, like, when he was calling the disciples, Akina Andrew, he was saying, come, let me, Simon Peter, come, I will make you fishers of men. So Jesus was telling them, like, come, I want you to be more like me.
Yeah.
So that you can go and draw more people.
Yeah.
So that is why, like, their faith was never enough. Like, it was just like, you need to come up higher in terms of your faith. So even for us, it is always an invitation, as Natalie likes to say, like, go back to God and be like, God, my faith is not in. That's why, because there's another instance. I was logging in. I was streaming live via Dunsin. And then he was saying that, hey, that day, my charger, you know my charger, imeharibika.
Problems.
Yeah. So, iliharibika December, but I've not bought a new charger yet.
Yeah.
Don't blame me.
Yeah.
Life has been busy. So, like, during that, I remember during the, before joining the live, I was like, God, I don't want to buy another charger. Me, I want this charger to work. I want it to work. And then Dunsin, as he is like concluding, he's praying for pen, he's like, check your charger. If you had a charger that is not working, check your chargers. God is today God is like doing creative miracles. Check your chargers, check your whatevers, check your cables. They are working now. I go so excited to plug in my cable. Does it work?
No.
I'm like, I even start crying because I'm like, God. And then when Dunsin is speaking, he's like, believe the servant of the Lord. This is what the servant of the Lord said. This is what God is saying. Check you. I'm like, God, I'm plugging my iPad. I'm plugging it into my phone. I'm plugging it in my AirPods. It is not working. I'm like, God. In fact, it's even heating up more.
Shalom na kwanga mfani.
So, like, the part where it's supposed to connect. Inachomeka. So I was like, God, like, me, I'm here believing. I believe your servant. I believe. Oh, my God. It didn't work. And then that is how the conversation started. Because I was like, God, does that mean, like, I think I had enough faith. Why didn't it work? But what he has been telling me, and what I'd like to also just tell everyone watching, is that don't ever, like, it's not a bad thing when your faith isn't enough. Like, even for me in that moment, I'll be like, God, I pray, I do all the things, I give my word. Yeah. Why isn't my faith, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just an invitation for you to go back and be like, God, how can I believe you more? How can I believe? Because there was a moment of doubt. Even, like, when the moment where he said that, and by the time I'm plugging it, my head was like, God, is it going to work? You know? So it's an invitation for you to, like, go back and be like, God, how can I grow my faith? Because the kind of faith that God is calling us to, it is the faith that is going to tell the mountain, like, when you speak to a mountain, it will move it and plant itself somewhere else. But that faith, the faith that he is also calling us to, it's for us to come up higher, because we are fishers of men. If even Kina Apostle Lubega, they had to come up higher in faith. For someone as big as him, for someone like him to say that, oh, you know, if you bring, you know, me, that's why I love Apostle Lubega, because he starts his sermons by saying, bring the sick, bring the dead, bring the lame, bring the whatever, bring them all, we shall heal. I'm like, that's audacious. That's audacity.
Audacious.
Is that the word? Like, that's any audacity. Like, but it's a good kind of audacity. Because it's like, that's faith.
Yeah.
He's even like, teeth are growing. Check your teeth. I'm like, they're missing teeth. No. But like, that's the kind of faith that God is calling us to. And that's not that's just the standard. When God says that, you know, I'll show you great and mighty things that you don't even know of. Like, the things that have happened, God's generals, Akina, Apostle Lubega, Selman, even the things in the Bible, these are not the limit. It is the standard. You know, I hope it may make sense. Has it made sense? Like, the standard of faith for the people that you as a Christian are going to, maybe God is going to lead you to pray over someone. Maybe someone that has a broken leg and God tells you, go heal that person.
Mm.
You know,
mm.
go pray for that person.
Mm.
You need a kind of faith that is going to heal that person. Mm. And it's not the same kind of faith that that person that needs healing needs to be healed. You get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope that has made sense. Mm. Yeah, so that was what I had.
I've remembered. Mm-hmm. So, first, there's a verse that I've remembered where Jesus said, greater works than this shall you do.
Yeah.
Remember that verse?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just, that was just
So even the things that Jesus did.
That was not
that
even
is,
it.
That is not the, that's not even it. That is the standard. That is, it's the standard. Like,
yeah, you're in like level
one. Yeah. You're not supposed to go below this. Mm. So imagine if Jesus is waking, praying the whole night, alafu anamkana, ana pita, ana heal everybody. That's the standard. Okay, Christians, we live such a low life.
Wow.
No, it's the truth. We live such a low life. Myself included, we live such a low life.
That's true.
Like, I don't, I think it's Apostle Lubega that says, if we were to live the kind of life that we are called to as Christians, everyone would be a Christian.
Yeah.
Because I think about what draws men to, like, Jesus, power.
Mm.
It's the word of God and the power of God.
Mm.
If you were to walk in the power and the authority that Jesus has given unto us.
Mm. Yeah, that's why, honestly, I just... You see, when we've talked about this in a previous episode, or we're going to talk about it, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
Yeah.
It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I think it's important that we just believe God for his word. You be about your father's business. And then these things that, like, he will always take care
of his children.
Of you. Yeah. That's why, as you've said, we do live a low life.
Yeah.
We really do. So we should stop thinking about, God bless me with a car, God bless me with a house, can God bless me with reward.
that I heard Apostle Lubega saying, actually they were like in a prayer night kesha thing, and then they were praying. So the Luna Venue people like pray.
Mm.
And then so there was someone that was praying, and he's like, God, give me 300,000. You've heard that story. God, give me 300,000. God, give me 300,000. And then the guy next to him is like,
Bruh,
you're wasting, you're wasting our space, our air. It's a lot of money. You're wasting our space, our air, or whatever. Let me send you that 300,000. Utoke wende. We are here asking for nations. We are here asking for revival to break out in the land. That is why I'm saying, as you've said, seek ye first the kingdom of
God. Be kingdom minded.
Yeah. And the thing about God, he will always provide. Like, I've never seen a man go after God and be poor.
That's even what David says. He's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. I just feel like we need to trust God.
Yeah.
For his, like, if he said this, then, you know, for me, okay, we've already gone to Matthew chapter 6, oopsies, but it's fine. For me, there are prayers that I don't make.
Mm.
And let me even tie it with something that I also wanted to mention. There are prayers that I just don't make because I know God will sort it out.
It will follow you. The things that you're running after, like, they should be running after you.
Yeah, like, he will sort it out. And what I wanted to say was, our faith should also be in line with God's will. I feel like faith that is in line with God's will produces results. Yeah. If that car that you want is not in line with God's will,
then
bruh,
I'm sorry, oopsies.
That's why, you know, that's why people will be like, you know, maybe a man of God might say, oh, receive, I'm a suji, what?
Receive Pajero. I just see more. But you might say, that. You've seen that meme. Pastor Nganga. Receive Prado. Receive Range Rover. I receive
Range Rover. Yeah. You're a Range Rover.
Anyway.
So, I think I've forgotten what I wanted to say. But anyway, actually, Menipotea, but Nisawa, like, just we'll talk. We have a separate video on Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But yeah, I was saying there are prayers that I don't make anymore because I know God in his word has said, I will sort it out. I will sort it out for you. So yes, our faith needs to be in line with God's will. I feel like why people don't see results is because they are outside of the will of God. But what does the Bible say? He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By without faith we cannot please God. And then it goes ahead to say, but he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So our faith that is in line with God's will is and will automatically produce results.
Yeah. Can I add one more thing?
You can.
About now that now seeking. Oh my God.
We'll go to Matthew 6. We'll talk about it.
But let me just say it. This, I think also Johnson was saying this, where he was saying like the devil wants us to stay here.
Natural, in the low earthly life. Things.
You know, the devil wants you to beg for bread, to beg for, you know, what am I going to eat for supper? Oh God, give me rent. Oh God, give me rent. Oh God, give me a house.
Cringe.
No, it's fine. You're just
but like that is the low life, the kind of life that we're being called to. Like the devil wants to distract you, to blind our eyes, so that we can keep asking for bread, we can keep asking for cars and houses and all these things. Yet you're running after, as I've said, you're running after things that God is saying these things will follow you.
Yeah,
which is so like, guys, let's come up higher, myself included.
Yeah. So the last thing I wanted to say concerning faith. Mm-hmm. Is we so I don't know if I'm sure we've all seen it.
What?
How after 2020 it's like all these men of God that we follow are just being exposed one by one by one. You hear TV. Oh Sidri, who is being exposed? Oh Sidri, who is being exposed? You're just like,
what is
if
going on?
Them like if these people, you know, let's say who did I used to like some, I don't know if you know Ravi Zacharias, he passed on, but after he passed on, okay, so I don't know how true these statements are, but after, like, he was a great teacher. So you hear all these stories, oh this one is being exposed, oh this one this redid this. And you look at yourself and you're like, oh my God, not if they like, if imagine if all these people are being exposed, what about me? Yani wamekuwa wakona churches kubwa, wakona sijui nini, what about me? Like, am I fit to can I even, yeah, like what makes me, like, can I even live out my salvation without being exposed or falling?
I'm also false and I don't know.
maybe I'm false and I don't know. But something that really encouraged me was Romans chapter 12 says that we are surrounded by a so great cloud of witnesses. Is it Romans? Hebrews, sorry. Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11 says that, chapter 12, sorry, it says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, before I even get on to everything, these people, God, I love how these people were able to run their race and they completed it and they completed it well. So this to me came as an encouragement that it's fine. I might see, I don't know, news as which pastor Kwanza Venya says is in a trend to one by one by one by one. And it might come as a discouragement, but God is encouraging me in his word that these people were able to live out their life. And they had flaws for sure, but they still stood up and went and ran their race. So it's just an encouragement for anyone who might feel like, guy, this is me. If all these people, but the Bible says that we are surrounded by we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses. So there are people around me who have surrounded me who finished their race. So I shouldn't be discouraged. And as our pastor says, those people who compare themselves are fools.
Yeah, comparing themselves to one another, like it. They became fools.
Yeah, so that was my last point.
Yeah, that's so nice because, kiwe,
me,
I've just been thinking, now if he is false, what is true about me?
But anyway. Yeah, but there are people who are true in the word of God, and that becomes our encouragement.
And the thing with, if we find yourself asking yourself that question, then I feel like it's a conversation for you to have with God. Like, mm-hmm. Do I have a real relationship? We're talking about that, you know. Like, do I have a real relationship with you? Or is my relationship tied to someone else?
Yeah.
Is my relationship tied to that person who now is false?
Mm-hmm.
So my world comes crumbling down. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, because not the moment they fall.
You fall.
All of you mm-hmm. just go down.
Yeah.
That's why it's important that we... our relationship is with God. These people find they're leading us and it's good that we honor them and everything, mm-hmm. but they're not Jesus.
Yeah.
They're not God.
Yeah. So, because even there's a comment that said, for the TikTok that we posted, the comment that said, when we're saying, oh, I'm a Christian, but... I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna pray for you, then I don't pray for you. And then someone was like, as a Christian, don't forget to. I've forgotten what my point
is. You shouldn't be praying.
And then someone said, but you see, even the disciples were told by Jesus to pray and they slept. And I was like, because we shouldn't be following the disciples.
Mm.
That's my point. Like, you should not be following your disciples, the disciples of Jesus. You should not be following the disciples on this earth. You should not be following your preachers on this earth. Follow Jesus.
Mm.
If Jesus prayed for 1 hour, you pray for 1 hour.
Because
everyone else is imperfect, but Jesus is perfect.
Correct.
Anyway, yeah. So,
okay, our last thing.
Mm. For anyone who's watching and mm-hmm. is like, so how can I grow my faith?
Mm-hmm.
What would... we say to such a person, or even to ourselves, because we also need to come up higher in faith. And my points were given to me by my pastor, because I've asked him before, like, I feel like God is telling me I need to grow my faith. I'm like, oh God, how do I do it?
Mm.
So yeah, my first point was Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can... Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. I hope it's the right verse. Yeah, you've actually mentioned it. Mm-hmm. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. I will read it in KJV. I like that version better.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yeah. Stella, stop smiling.
Anyway,
yeah, like that is how you grow your faith, by hearing and by hearing the word of God. And another thing to add on to that point before I hand it over to you,
it's okay.
is hearing, yes, but also doing. Like one thing a friend of ours, Jack, Sijika Trafaku mentioned, likes to say, but put a demand on your faith. Like you've had, so this person did this. Which example can I say? Like, oh, so I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's the word of it. Oh, David was so confident. Let me even be confident that I will see the goodness of the Lord in my exams. I will see the goodness of the Lord in
my life.
In my life. Yeah, I'm just scared. I'll
see the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah, so like put a demand on your faith. Like, yes, it comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. But also... hearing, because there's another verse that says that we not only be hearers, but also doers of the word. So yeah, that's my first point. What would you add?
Okay, I only have one point.
Okay.
And the only point that I have is obedience.
Ooh.
As you said, you've touched on it. I could
find that quote by Smith Wigglesworth. I had posted it on my story a while back.
Influencer.
Yeah, it's a life.
As you look for it, obedience. So there's a book that I've been reading called The Joy of Following Jesus, and it's written by an author called J. Oswald Sanders, and he says that obedience is the evidence of the reality of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that you will know them by their fruits. So. Yeah, just that. Like, so now the thing about growing our faith is our obedience to God cultivates our faith.
Mm.
So now when God tells you do this, you do it, you see his faithfulness.
Mm.
So now it just grows your faith in God, our obedience. So follow those things that God is telling you to do, and you will see that you will increase, your faith will increase, because you've seen his faithfulness at level 1. You're not at level 10. You're still seeing his faithfulness. Yeah. So obey the word of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I'm not finding it. But
maybe we'll just put it like you'll find it and then we'll write
it. You can leave it in the description, Sawa. And my other point was, let me see, John 2:23. This was by my pastor, which I found really helpful.
Shout out to Pastor Kush.
I'd love to, you know, share it. Encounters, that was my second point. he highlighted this verse where the title is Jesus Clears the Temple Courts. So it says, now while he was in Jerusalem
at the verse?
John 2:23. Now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs that he was performing and believed in his name. Encounters, be it in your secret place, which is where most encounters are likely to take place. Because sometimes we dwell so much, being slain, But one thing I've come to realize is, yes, those things are good, but in the secret place is where you will interact with the heavenly realms, and that is where your faith will increase. So encounters could just mean something as simple as, say, someone is performing a healing service somewhere and you're like, whoa, that person has been healed. That is how your faith grows. You're seeing, because the Bible says, seeing the signs that he was performing, they believed in his name. And my final point is from Jude 1:20, the one that talks about build up yourself
in the most holy faith.
But you, dear friends, Jude 1:20. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you await for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you back to eternal life. So yeah, praying in the Spirit does grow your faith because
your most holy faith.
Because that is when you don't even know what you're praying about. Because sometimes our mind, you know, it's actually praying in the Spirit. It's really helpful for every believer. Because that is another way by the way you can soar above praying for rent, praying for school fees, that is one way that you can overcome. Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us when we do not know what to pray about and how to even pray about it. Yeah. I feel like that's
okay. Over. That's nice.
Yeah. So yeah, praying in the Spirit, encounters, and
obedience.
And there's another point I've said, Misao. Oopsies.
Hearing faith. Yeah. Romans 10:17.
Hearing and by hearing the word of God. So yeah, I feel like we've concluded. Please, guys, look for that. I'll post that quote. It's about faith and obedience. That's why I was really like, it's by Smith Wigglesworth. But yeah, who was like a God's general? TMI. That's it, guys.
Episode you're too mean for you to check it.
Actually, I'm sorry. If this is me. Guys, I'm funny. If there are any Ephesians 5, let me not make that joke. Wait, Shembe, I'm not there. Anyway,
Ephesians
guys,
5, men.
And you're looking for a funny, there's a smart, funny, beautiful, I mean, kingdom-minded. No.
Proverbs 31 woman.
Like, you know, I'm off the market. I am married to Christ. Married to Christ. Anyway, guys, that's it for this episode. I hope this has been an edifying episode because that is the
point.
The point. Mm. Yeah, that's the whole idea. To point back to Jesus and to build up ourselves in this kingdom and our faith. Thank you. So please do not forget to like, share, subscribe, comment for those who are watching us on YouTube. Yeah. And for those who are watching us on Spotify or any other podcast audio streaming platform. Mm. Is that it?
Mm.
Like, please leave us a review and
also follow us on Spotify.
Yeah, we are always and so TikTok. Very open. Yeah, and TikTok. We are also very open to like feedback. So DM us on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. We're on Instagram as well. If you have any questions, and more importantly, if you would like to give your life to Christ,
come on,
please. I mean, you can as tupo. Well just yeah, tupo. We are always very free to answer your questions. Yeah, but the okay. Yeah, so yeah, that's it, guys.
And that's And that's
the thing about faith. Wait, we have not prayed. Let's pray. Our dear everlasting Father, Lord, we thank you so, so much for this beautiful day that you've granted to us. Thank you for our audience, Lord. Thank you because even for them to have come across this episode, Lord, it is only by your perfect will and your perfect design. And we pray that forever we have talked about, Lord, that it may bring all the attention to you, all the glory to you, Lord, that it may always point to you, Jesus. And we pray that even as we just go about growing our faith, Lord, that you may be with us, Lord. May you guide and just... Your word says that the steps of the righteous are ordered by you, Lord. So may you order our steps in the things of the kingdom, Lord. And we pray that you may continue to just ascend and just soar up higher, that you may come up higher in the things of faith, Lord. And we give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. You are so good and we are so grateful and so honored to have you in our lives, Lord. For our audience, Lord, even as they go about their rest of their day, night, Lord, may you be with them. And may you keep reminding them, keep affirming their love, your love for them, Lord. It is in Jesus' name I do pray, believing and trusting.
Amen.
Bye-bye. See you next.
Hallelujah.
Next
Wednesday.
Yeah. Bye.